Oklahoma was different from the beginning. When it opened on Broadway in 1943, it was considered pretty radical, says Ted Chapin, who represents the Rodgers and Hammerstein estates.
Even though today we take it for granted that all the pieces of a musical work with each other, it was a bit of a revelation then. The fact that every song had to do with character, that dance came out of the song after you couldn't sing it anymore, you had to dance it. All of those things, which today we almost take for granted, but before Oklahoma, it was sort of unheard of.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
On the surface, Oklahoma seems like a simple story about a young woman deciding whether to go to a party with a nice young cowboy or a dangerous, lonely farmhand. But there's a dark undercurrent to the story. The show is set at the turn of the 20th century, before Oklahoma became a state, when the territory was in social and political upheaval. Producer Gideon Lester says Rodgers and Hammerstein understood this.
There is no history of colonization or expansion or the building of nationhood that doesn't contain violence in it. And Oklahoma dramatizes that. Now, it does it in a way that is sunny and funny and full of beautiful music. And that juxtaposition makes that violence even more disquieting, I think.
And I sit by myself, like a cobweb on a shelf, by myself in a lonely room.
And disquiet is just what director Daniel Fish is after. To help the audience feel the musical's conflicting emotions, he puts them close to the action. They sit at long tables on all four sides of the playing space, which is made to look like a community hall. There's no chorus or orchestra, just a six-piece band on stage. And the actors sometimes just speak their lines, sitting in chairs.
Lots of things happen to folks. Sickness, or being poor and hungry even. Being old and afeared to die. That's the way it is. Cradle to grave.
And the staging of a crucial scene in which Curly, the cowboy, confronts Judd, the farmhand, is especially unsettling. Fish says Hammerstein described Judd's gloomy hovel in detail.
That it's dark, that it's the source of a kind of sexuality and a kind of unknown. And so, well, how do you do that in this space? Well, sometimes the dumb answer is the best answer is, well, what happened if we did the scene in the dark?
A fellow wouldn't feel very safe in here with you if he didn't know you. But I know you, Judd. In this country, there's two things you can do if you're a man. Live out of doors is one, and live in a hole is the other.
Damon Dono plays Curly and says the staging has an impact.
And it's amazing how uncomfortable a bit of darkness makes people, understandably, but it really changes the sort of spine in the room. You can really feel that.
Where the production may be most controversial is at its end. The original play's accidental death becomes a cold-blooded murder. Daniel Fish says this makes a deliberate point.
It makes the community culpable. And I would argue that it probably makes the audience culpable as well.
And that, he says, gives them something to think about.
You know, it's an old story, but it's also a story that matters now in terms of issues of community, in terms of violence, in terms of how we create outsiders, and in terms of love.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful...
For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And I got a beautiful scene.